You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All about Kansas State sports here around Manhattan, Kansas. This one focuses on volleyball and soccer. We'll start with volleyball here, obviously. Yesterday, dropping their Big 12 opener to the Baylor Bears yesterday afternoon in straight sets at Bramlage. After a strong non-conference schedule by the volleyball team, you drop your first conference game against Baylor there. K-State did get a double-double by Aaliyah Carter, but it was definitely not enough there for Susie Fritz and company there to get a win against the Bears there. Carter with a team-high 14 kills and 10 digs in this contest, turned in her 7th double-double of the season and 5th in her last 6 contests. And she was the only one, in the stat sheet to do that as well. They're going to have to, again, obviously the volleyball team. I've talked about this at length on these daily podcasts when it comes to the volleyball team. Kind of like a Deuce Vaughn situation here. I'm sorry to put it like that, but I'm going to do it anyway. But again, if you're going to win games in conference play, you're going to have to get more production than just Aaliyah Carter. Obviously, Aaliyah Carter, a stud for the K-State volleyball team. And I have mentioned her at least every time we talked about, I've talked about the volleyball team on the podcast, which is, this is the Purple Project Podcast, folks, K-State Nation. So, but Aaliyah Carter, another double-double there. And, you know, obviously Baylor, from what Susie Fritz said, is a legitimate top contender in the league there and in the country for that matter as well. So, but straight sets, no doubt, for K-State as they lose both of them, or at least all 3 sets to the Baylor Bears. And oh, by the way, as I'm recording this podcast, they're going to be playing them again later on as I'm recording this on Sunday, the 26th of September. I just got done wrapping up the football reaction to Oklahoma State, which that will be out tomorrow morning at 9 for you guys to listen to that. We'll see if K-State can split this series with Baylor. They're going to play them later on this afternoon at 5 with a national television audience on ESPNU. Play-by-play coverage is going to be also on K-Man by, of course, Rob Velker. But K-State produced a .150 hitting average, 38 kills, 22 errors. That's never good when you make that kind of mistakes in 107 tacks in this one. We already mentioned Carter's numbers there. Warner, she's been awesome since transferring over there from Florida, was 2nd on K-State's team with 8 kills, while Fernholz and Nimhard had 6 each. As well, Adams Canoni handed out 33 assists to go with 6 digs in the contest for them as well. So K-State will look to split this doubleheader with Baylor here later on this afternoon. Haley Warner, already mentioned her, and including in that, she had a block in there as well. Katie Fernholz also had a block in this one, and Jane Nimhard had no blocks in there as well. So we already mentioned the Big 4 for the Kansas State volleyball team. Again, Kansas State falls to 9-3, 0-1 in Big 12 play. Baylor now 6-3, 1-0 in Big 12 play for them. And the Kansas State soccer team loses a heartbreaker earlier this week as they dropped to Texas in their game, as I try to pull up my other tab here on the K-State soccer team there. Yeah, K-State soccer getting shut out by Texas 2-0 in their contest. And they're going to be playing here after the lunch hour today as well. So you have a doubleheader with soccer and volleyball today. So K-State Nation, if you're out in full force, I believe, let me double check that, make sure they're here or they're in Lubbock, which they're playing Texas Tech Red Raiders here. Let me go down the line here real quick to make sure. Yeah, K-State does travel to Lubbock, Texas. So that is confirmed. Yep, so they're not here. So I mean, used to have having them here at Music Family Park there for their matches, but they had to go to Lubbock today, or if they're already there anyways, to take on Texas Tech there as well this afternoon. Match time is set for 1 p.m. Central Time this afternoon, and the match will be viewed on the Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus there as well. So Texas, though, back to them, finished the game 12-5 margin in total shots. That's never good, with a 6-1 edge on shots on goal. The Longhorns also held an 8-3 lead on corner kicks as well in this one. Ada Anderson had two shots. Kaylee Thornhill, one shot. Porter List had one shot. And Rue Yarnell Williams had a shot, which was on goal. Did not go in the net as K-State drops their conference opener to Texas. It seems to be a theme around here this weekend with the football team not showing up ready to play right off the bat against Oklahoma State. Then you have the volleyball team drop their first of two against Baylor. And then, of course, K-State loses, getting shut out earlier this week by Texas. And they got to go to Texas to take on Tech later on this afternoon. So we'll definitely have reactions to that here on the Purple Project Podcast, as well as K-State. Now, Mike DeBeanie's squad is 5-5 on a 2021 campaign. I don't know if it's like 21-21 or 2021. But anyways, Mike DeBeanie squad is now back to an even 500 record. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. Eddie Greer III, appreciate you guys for listening to another daily edition of the podcast. Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State Athletics here. K-State in action today, soccer and volleyball. We'll see what happens on that front. Go Cats! We'll talk to you in the next edition of Triple P.